Career Confidential.
This is where we chat with someone with an interesting job in the Hunter Valley. This morning we're talking to Jason Chesworth. He's a cheesemaker for Hunter Bell. Jace, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
G'day guys, how are you?
I am so excited to chat cheese. But let's go back to the beginning, Jason. How did you get into cheesemaking?
Start with the cows first. You need milk before you get cheese. So we were actually dairy farmers out at Denman.
Yeah.
And Dad was a sixth generation dairy farmer along the banks of the Hunter River. So always been very involved in the dairy industry.
Wow.
But it took that bad millennium drought sort of for us to go, okay, let's sell the cows. And Hunter Bell had been running for about 3 or 4 years down at the sort of back of the building at Musterbrook, and Mum and Dad bought that little business, and we've just kept growing it from there.
So you decided, did you switch careers to cheese making? You learned how to do it?
Yeah, pretty much. I'd always thought I was going to be a dairy farmer growing up, so this sort of all that happened when I was about sort of 20, 21. So I sort of went off and did a bit of career work myself, and then came back and decided to be part of the family business.
Okay, and
both Dad and myself, yes, have had to retrain ourselves as cheesemakers.
Wow.
Good on you. I take my hat off to you. I'm sure it's a complicated process, but going back to basics, can you give us a quick overview of how you would make, say, for example, your famous ash brie?
Yep, so I think the easiest way is to talk about Little Miss Muppet. So you remember the nursery rhyme about her eating her curds and whey? A lot of people skip over that and don't really realise the importance of it, but that little nursery rhyme pretty much puts cheesemaking exactly where it needs to be. So we're all about trying to pretty much encapsulate the fat out of the milk to come together to make a cheese. And pretty much all cheeses starts off the same, and it depends on the process along the way. And normally, pretty much, we're all about moisture levels. So say our ash brie is a soft cheese, so we make it quite soft. It's got a higher moisture level, and therefore it's got a shorter life, and it's ready quite sort of quickly to eat within sort of 6 weeks. Where our cheddar bell, our handmade cheddar that we make, takes about 6 months until it's ready to be eaten. And that's because we've sort of really stirred the curd as much as we could and got as much moisture out of there as possible.
That's phenomenal.
It's fascinating. So is there a cheese that's particularly difficult to make?
Oh, it's all difficult to make because it's a living thing. So everything sort of is changing and is reacting to the environment around it. So the cheese, like, say, cheddar, when it comes out of the press, it's salted and then vacuum sealed and put at 9 degrees and forgot about for 6 months. Where the brie, we've got to grow that white mould around the outside. So it's sort of put into a special cool room at, you know, 15 degrees and 85% humidity. That's probably one of the coolest things about cheese making is actually watching that white mould grow around the outside of the cheese.
Well, Jason,
that ash brie bell, we actually sort of paint it with ash on about day 2 or 3. So they're fully they go from being little cream discs of curd to being little black discs of curd. And then this white mould actually grows through the ash over the next week.
That's phenomenal that you mentioned that, actually, because my dad, when we have cheese in the fridge, he'll just not even scrape off the mould off the cheese if it goes mouldy. He'll just eat it because he says, oh, cheese is mould anyway. Is it a different kind of mould? Can I go back to him and say what you're doing is just unhealthy and weird?
Oh, no, because it's probably building his immune system up and he's going to get sick. Look, mould and cheese go together hand in hand. So if you don't have mould, you won't actually get cheese.
Okay.
So like anything in life, it's just trying to balance the good moulds with the bad moulds. And so I would say it depends on how clean his fridge is. So
if one of these people has a
very, very clean sort of fridge, well, then the mould that might grow off on the cheese in that fridge is probably pretty safe. But if there's leftovers in that fridge from, you know, 2 or 3 months ago that haven't been pulled out and cleaned out yet, well, then maybe the mould that might come growing from that fridge mightn't be so safe.
Well, Mum keeps a tight ship, so I'm sure it's pretty clean.
I'm sure it'll be fine. So as you can imagine with us, our cleanliness in the factory is very important to us, and especially in that maturing room, making sure it's super clean so that only the mould that we want grows in there.
It's been absolutely fascinating to talk to you. I didn't know that there was so many facets that went into cheese making. Jason Chesworth, cheesemaker at Hunter Bell. Make sure you get in and see the guys at Hunter Bell. It's a family-owned business, and they do some award-winning cheeses there. Jace, thanks so much for chatting with us this morning.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.